Good morning, Church of Glenshaw Valley.
Good morning.
Today's scripture lesson comes from Colossians 3:15 through 17. Let the peace of Christ rule you in your hearts, since as members of the one body, you were called to peace. And I don't know why I don't put those on some days. And be thankful that you have glasses so you can read. Let the message of Christ dwell among you richly as you teach and admonish one another with all wisdom through psalms, hymns, and songs from the Spirit, singing to God with the gratitude in your heart. And whatever you do, whether in word or deed, do it all in the name of the Lord Jesus, giving thanks to God and the Father through him. Bless the reading and hearing of our scripture.
Oh, good. It's only 5 after 11. I can probably swing this in the next 25 minutes. Before we get started, you probably all heard Henry's answer, and I know what you were thinking. Yes, he gets his smarts from me. But honestly, Carol, how do you keep Sammy quiet for that long? I would love to know. We'll talk after church. So we had discussed another opportunity for me to do this sermon back in December, and I was really excited about this chance. And I've been thinking of a way of how to express my thanks for finding Glenshaw Valley. And that was the initial thought behind it, and it stayed with that all the way through until about 1:30 in the morning this morning when I changed everything. So I think this message will be different for everybody. So growing up, we had a neighbor, and his name was Bill, and I've already cleared it with Bill this morning that I could use Bill. And Bill was the neighbor that he was at our house more than he was at his own. Borrowed everything, never returned it, or when he did, it was so late you couldn't even recognize what he was actually returning. And I got to admit, on occasion, I lost some of my father's tools, and he said, "Paul, have you seen my socket set?" Yeah, Bill stopped down yesterday and borrowed it. And that was good enough. Bill would also stop by every now and again, head in his hands, problems at home, problems at work, and we seemed to be the landing ground for Bill. The joke was, you know, when we were in high school, we're setting the table for dinner. Is Bill going to be here, or is it just the four of us? So, in fact, one time, maybe more than one time, Bill would come up the driveway, we would see this, and not proud of it, but we turn the lights out, be very quiet. And hi, there are just some days, you know, it was enough. And one time, Bill was coming up the driveway, and I said, "Hey, here comes Bill." And my dad said, "Oh, Paul, you just go out and talk to him. Tell him I went to Syracuse. Tell him I had a business trip. I wasn't around this weekend, and, you know, I'll call him when I get back on Tuesday." So I'm the best of four sons. Naturally, I did it. And I went out, and I met Bill at the top of the driveway, and I said, "Bill, hey, you know, if you're looking for my dad, I'm really sorry he's not here today. He had this trip he left yesterday for Syracuse, and he won't be back until Tuesday. He didn't want to go, but it was work, and he had to go." No sooner did I said that, my father walked out of the front door and said, "Hey, Bill, glad to see you." Do you wonder why I am the way I am? So what really got me thinking was, boy, sometimes I feel like Bill. I ask and ask and ask, but when do I ever just say, "Thank you"? Thank you to God. So how can we translate our thankfulness today, tomorrow, and the next day? How do we incorporate this into everything we do? And I admit, one day a week, Sundays, for 1 hour, I feel pretty good about it. But beyond that, it is a struggle. So I started to think, you know, about some ways that, you know, we can really incorporate this, because going through this experience, I really feel like Bill. Every time I pray, whether it was Henry or Sam at the dinner table, we give thanks, and then there's always, and please help us to, and finish the sentence with X, Y, and Z. But I started doing this, and I got to tell you, it was a little weird at first, but I just started to say thank you. I acknowledged everything I was grateful for with this church in my life, and I just said thank you. And I can tell you it hasn't caught on with my kids yet, but there's hope for that too. And I think there's a lot of balance that starts here, and we owe, I think, a lot of that to Leonard. Leonard, thank you. Thank you for everything you do on Sundays, Mondays through Saturdays, nights, mornings, afternoons, everything. Thank you. I also want to thank Mickey. Mickey, I enjoy the anthem and the choir and the music every Sunday, and I know it's not something that you just roll in on Sunday mornings an hour before church and put it together. Thank you. In Thessalonians, it says, "Give thanks in all circumstances, for this is God's will in Christ Jesus." Give thanks in all circumstances. I know we all say thank you, and there's that polite thank you when, after the Patriots lost their first Super Bowl to the Giants, my aunt gave me a Giant sweatshirt, a New York Giants sweatshirt, because she thought the color blue would look good on me. It took every ounce of strength not to ball it up and throw it back at her, and I gave the, "Oh, thank you." In my mind, I'm saying, "Are you kidding me?" But so there's the polite thank you. But how often is it really just a genuine thank you? And I think sometimes, speaking of me personally, I miss that with my relationship with God. I say thank you, but I never just stop there. And we have so much to be thankful for, especially right here in Glenshaw Valley. Sorry about that. So, and then we praise God and we thank God and we come to God in the extreme times in our life. We come to God when there's illness, life pain, a death. I remember when Sammy was born, I was in the room with Jen 1 minute. Doctors and nurses came in and said, "We've got to take her away immediately. Put on these scrubs. Somebody's going to come back to get you." I put on the scrubs. Nobody ever came back. I sat and waited. It seemed like an eternity, forever. And what did I do? I prayed. And I made promises. And I prayed. And I made promises. Probably didn't keep them all. But I prayed. I turned to God. And you know what? He answered, because right after that, they wheeled Sammy in, screaming, and everything turned out to be okay. Or we praise God during our happiest times, the celebration of a new job, a marriage, the birth of a child, a recent Super Bowl victory. But what about the in-between? Is that less important? And doing my research, I don't think so. And I think this is where we can interpret our message for us. Every Sunday, the church has its doors open. And I want to thank the deacons for all the work they do that we don't see. Sure, we love the pig roast, and I especially like the cookies and lemonade. And Mabe, thank you for those cookies you make. And we can talk after about getting a little side supply. But there's so much more that we don't see that we don't get an opportunity to say thank you for. So thank you, deacons. Thank you so much to BJ and Heather and Carol for the impact you have made on Henry and Sam. Our conversations are completely different. And if you noticed on Maundy Thursday, when we left in silence, my six-year-old was crying his eyes out because he got it. He understood it. And trust me, that's not me. So thank you. And thank you very much for the elders. Not that we enjoy four-hour meetings once a month, but I couldn't think of a better group of people, past and present, to spend my time with to help this church. And this goes for everybody involved, because I believe we all play a role. I look forward, as you all do, of seeing everybody every Sunday. That's what makes this church so special. So thank you. So in closing, and that was only 10 minutes, by the way, I need a binder. I hope you leave with a sense of appreciation you might not have had before you came in here, a sense of thankfulness, and just appreciation for each of us sitting in here and what we all contribute, because we all do contribute. I had more, but I have some teeth issues, I think. And finally, thank you to everybody here. There are a lot of other churches in this area, but you choose Glenshaw Valley, and that's what makes this place special. Nobody's forcing you to come here. Yeah, I force Henry and Sam to come here, but that's different. Nobody is forcing you to come here, and that means a lot. So I want to thank you and everything you do and everything you bring to our church and church family.